in. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.
Hey, dog, I'm hungry. We got no meat or dairy products in our fridge, dog, and I'm hungry. What are we going to do? Delicious vegan recipes baked fresh every week with your favorite bands on Let's Get Baked with Matt and Dave. It's the finest radio baking program available. Tune in and bake along. You won't be disappointed. Hey, dog, are you hearing this? This is a really good idea, dog.
Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. on CITR in Vancouver.
Let's get big with Matt and Dave. Eat some good food too.
Want to know what's going on around town? LiveMusicVancouver.com is the Lower Mainland's comprehensive source for live music listings. We've got more than 350 shows listed at any time, and our listings are updated continuously by hundreds of the very people who put on the shows you love. Artist information and MP3s are accessible right from the listings, as are maps and calendars for virtually every venue in the city. All this and tons more totally free at LiveMusicVancouver.com.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
The Honor Roll Sushi Bar. Get maki rolls, rice bowls, and bento boxes made fresh all day. Don't forget to ask about our party platters. Located in the basement of the Sub, the Honor Roll Sushi Bar is open Monday through Friday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
You are listening to 101.9 CITR and the Parts Unknown Show. All right, Burnside.
Ah!
That is the wonderful sounds of Tight Solid out of your neck of the woods, Vancouver, British Columbia, on 101.9 CITR. This is the Parts Unknown show. This band, this three-piece, houses three members of it that have really fantastic names. Shmoo Richie, the young lady that pounds out the low end of the band Tight Solid. Ryan Walter Wagner, I can't say enough good things about his name. I have before. And of course, Burnside. Yeah, I found out his first name. Like, I thought his first name was Burnside. And now it's kind of lost for me. Like, yeah. Burnside. I'm never going to tell you his first name because it's Burnside. It's Burnside! Don't ask again. Tight Solid is playing a show. He was going to play at Shine with Super Cassette on tomorrow, and it was cancelled. I wish that when I played Shine that it was cancelled. But it wasn't, and I had to suffer through that. On the 17th of December, it's a Tight Solid Christmas, playing a full set at the Bourbon with My Gay Husband, playing some tunes. He's a DJ. He's also in a band called Machu Picchu. Anyway, it's hosted by Dax Kenny, but Tight Solid is playing the Bourbon, part of Blast Ramp, on the 17th of December. Very nice. Probably going to be playing that song, I Hate Christmas. Burnside, you are entitled to your opinion. On today's show, it's going to be a short one. I'm not feeling very good. So I'm going to probably play for an hour and 10 minutes, and then I'm going to play in the snow and feel worse. What I wanted to do is wish a belated birthday to a couple people, because on the weekend, we celebrated a whole bunch of Ben Lai's friends, his 33rd birthday. But another birthday boy was in attendance, Mr. Luke Meat. He turned an age. Ripe old 26. Happy birthday, big fella. On top of that, by a friend and a wonderful drummer, Laura Hatfield, turned an age. And a lot of people had birthdays. Anyway, we all plugged ourselves into the Railway Club. I'm sure you were there. And it was a really rousing success. A lot of people... I hate it in there when it's packed. I feel so uncomfortable and sweaty. But it was really great. There was a band called Ben's Trip. I'm wearing their pin right now, and it was an Eric's Trip cover band that were playing a few Eric's Trip songs in honor of Ben and his favorite band, of course, Eric's Trip. They played three songs, and a lot of people wanted more because those three songs were so good. They only rehearsed three songs. Never again, but it was really fun. My Project Blue kind of reformed, and they were really fantastic. Tight Solid Bird there. The band The Safety Show dressed up as gigantic snowmen. It was fun, had by all. Also, Anita B., host of Sam Squanch's Hideaway, on Wednesdays, had a great song. It was a cover of Gigantic by the Pixies, played with a member of the band Pluto and a member, I believe, of The Safety Show. All right, good. Let's play the song that I had no idea was an Eric's Trip song until Ben's Trip played it. This is Universe. You might have heard it. A fantastic version of it on Saturday. If you did not, this is what it sounds like originally. All right.
Oh,
wasn't 10 years ago.
I don't know.
Happy birthday, Ben.
Thank you. That was yesterday.
Oh, okay. How come I can't hear you?
I don't know.
Oh, there you are. Oh. It was yesterday. That's fine. Thank but you. Do you share the exact same birthday as Mr. Lucas Meat?
Yes. Also, okay. Taylor Swift.
As well as Taylor Swift, thank God. Really?
Yeah.
Right on. 33 as well, she is? Oh, Ben. So you had a very good time?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, well,
awesome. Thanks to everyone.
Good. Well, I could not believe how many people were there to wish you well.
Every single one of them was, came for me, I'm sure.
Well,
There's a lot of people. Like, who's Ben? Who's this Ben? Who's this Ben?
Well, that's okay. I don't know why I'm not picking you up, but that's okay. It just seems kind of weird. I think we're fine. Say something, and woo. Let's see. Do it again.
Hello?
Yeah, you're good. You're good. Okay. Sorry. Ben, tomorrow, Shindig.
Oh, yeah. Who's playing? Sloan?
Oh,
Magnetic Lane?
The Frenetics.
Magnus.
Oh, very nice.
The Commodore.
Yes. Tomorrow, I guess, is the Commodore. Sloan is playing at the Commodore, and the Fine Mist is opening. Are you going to be there?
Yes, I will.
I knew you were going to be there. Now, is it
that's
more
a good
for...
excuse to go see Sloan.
But, I mean, you're there to support your bros in a Fine Mist as well.
Yeah, but like I said, also excuse to see Sloan.
Of course, yes. But at the Commodore, that just seems a little... too much for them. It should be at the Croatian Cultural Center. Oh, and young Parmita Zarinka-Mar should be pulled up to the stage to play the bass of Chris Murphy.
No.
That's the first time that I met Parmita Zarinka-Mar. That was about 25 years ago.
Actually, yesterday at brunch, Kristen was telling me that she saw...
Cudmore?
Yeah.
Yes.
She was seeing Sloan, and she got basically pulled on stage to play Underwhelm.
No way!
I think she started off the riff, and she was saying people kind of got disappointed because it wasn't Sloan coming on stage.
Oh, right? What?
I know, but whatever.
Well, that doesn't seem very nice.
Yeah,
but she was actually like playing the riff, and then they came on
stage.
Well,
she kind of came on. Yeah, she got pushed against the railings, and she got pushed on stage, and then the guys were like, "Oh, are you guys okay?" And then. She went backstage with them, and somebody, I don't know, it was a long story.
Weird. Okay, good. But you had a nice brunch. Anyway, who was the victors of...
Hidden Towers.
For everyone's surprise and amazement, the Hidden Towers instrumental threesome used to be a foursome with a vocalist. Yeah. Now, I didn't see them perform the first preliminary round.
Never had a
vocalist. Never had a vocalist. No. Well, isn't that something?
Yeah.
What is the story with that?
I don't know. The guy quit, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And they decided that, well, what the hell, we'll just do it. And then I think the response was so overwhelming. Like, I don't think they went in with anything, but... After the first round, they go like the judges were really positive.
Yeah.
So they kind of go, we probably don't need a singer. And then after the semis, they probably decided, like, okay, we're not going to get a singer ever.
Well, do you think that's the way to go?
That would have made a difference, yeah.
Well, I mean, they're very technically sound.
Yeah.
I mean, amazing musicians and lots of chops.
Yeah.
Congratulations to them. Half Chinese was second.
Yes.
Kidnap Kids were third.
Yes.
Pro Nails were fourth.
Yeah. Thanks to Scott.
Bell. Yes, Scott Bell from, what is the,
Wet his... Light...
Recording?
Wet Light Recording.
Okay, awesome. For the
audio,
fourth place.
Audio, yeah.
So was it as big a headache as you thought it would be having four bands in the finals?
Well, it did last till like 2 o'clock.
It did. It did. And it didn't seem like any of the bands were thinking that, hey, there's four bands playing. Maybe we could make our sets a little shorter. They kind of thought... about making them 10 minutes longer. All of them. I couldn't believe how long Half Chinese played. Pro Nails played pretty quick, but Hidden Towers played for, I counted it, an hour and 90 minutes.
And Jokes for Beer was 3 hours long.
Well, it had two Jokes for Beer, and they were all bad. Even Quinn O'Mara's joke, which he was gold the week before.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do on our Tuesdays? We can't have Sloan forever.
No, I don't know.
Well.
Party at your place.
Party at my place. Christmas carols on Sunday.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
What we played, Ben and I, we played a little something from Aaron Reed. Young man, now pretty much a recluse. I see him all at the odd show, but he hardly plays anymore, puts out a whole bunch of weird albums, gives them to me to be played, and I play every one. Also played something from Colin Newman. I thought it would go well with the new Petroleum Byproduct album, Superficial Artificial, but Colin Newman used to be in a band called Wire. He had an album in 1981 called AZ, A/Z, and I played the third track alone from it. I thought that you might like that. Began with something else. Oh, yes, A Universe by Eric's Trip, dedicated to Mr. Ben Lai on his 33rd birthday. Do you think they're going to get a hockey team again in Winnipeg? Me neither. This is the new... Go, please. Please, Ben.
I also watch VHS tapes of the Jets on...
Really? Yes. Okay. Was there any season that was of note? You know, where they actually did really, really well? Where they were...
There was one year, they did okay. They were like second
yeah.
in the division.
But yeah,
there's always the freaking Oilers.
Yeah, there's always...
There was one year where the Jets got 95 points. They were second.
Oh, wow.
Howard Chuck got 35 points. But then in the playoffs, Calgary took out Havlicek.
Sorry.
And then they got destroyed by the Oilers.
Wow. They took him out?
They broke his shoulders, yeah.
No, both of them?
Both of them.
In the parking lot?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, with the
Gosh,
chain.
Hockey was a different kind of thing back then. Anyway, this is King Khan. Here's hoping we get a new team in Winnipeg for you, man, so that you can move away. I'm in love with you. You're in love with it. Let's just spin the bottle, baby. Let's see who's gonna win. I'm in love with you. You're in love with it. Let's just spin the bottle, baby. Let's see who's gonna win. Jack loves Jill. Jack Reynolds. Thank you so much, Jesse Turpin. I cannot believe how good that song is. I Got Love on My Mind by Captain Beefheart. I was always playing a lot of Captain Beefheart from the Trout Mask replica and, well, maybe not even Trout Mask replica, a lot of Safe as Milk. And I'm not certain that this is, it can't be on Safe as Milk. No, it's not. One of Jesse's favorites, he put it on a mix, a CD for me, and I love it. It's so not like Captain Beefheart. It's good. No, that's not very nice. I also played something by the Box Elders, hearkening back to a simpler time when music was all about the rock and roll. Very, very pulsing beats. However, this is a recent effort from this three-piece. I played a song called Stay from their album Alice and Friends. Played also something by the New Beats from 1964, a little song called I Like Bread and Butter that I thought sounded very much like the King Kong and Barbecue song that I played. I played a little song called, I believe, Spin the Bottle. Yes. Good. I've got 20 minutes left, and then I'm going to, well, maybe not. Maybe have a half an hour, and then I'll put on a podcast. But feel gross. Want to go home and rub my feet or have someone do it for me. Maybe my cats. I want to play a couple more things, though. This is a song that is very, very old. And it is from the Talking Heads. When I heard this tune the first time, I saw it on Much Music in a form of a video. And I thought that it was the worst song that I ever heard and the worst video that I ever saw. And how wrong I was 20 years later. Quite like it. And I want to play it for you now. This is a song called Road to Nowhere by the Talking Heads. I love the gospel choir that begins this. I hope that you enjoy it on 101.9 CITR. This is the Parts Unknown Show.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. What we want.
Take two.
Do two takes each. You got to do the other side.
Stay, and I
not in vain. And it looks like I'm up Shit Creek again. And it looks like I'm up Shit Creek
songs right there. Pretty fantastic. There seems to be a sit-in in the hallway. Awesome. That was Those Darlins. I believe they're from Austin, Texas. That feels wrong. They came up to Vancouver opening for King Kong and Barbecue Show. I thought that I'd entertain the idea of playing Snaggletooth Mama. I hope that you enjoyed it. I also hope that you enjoyed a very old song by Tom Waits. It doesn't even sound like Tom Waits. Seems so fresh-voiced. Now it sounds, you know, he's singing with a whole mouthful of glass, cutting up his throat. That image is quite disgusting. I should stop. Looks like I'm up Shit Creek again. Indeed, Tom Waits. There's this picture of a young man that sucking on a cigarette on this cover. That man, Tom Waits. It's his album. 1971, I cannot believe it. Wonderful song, though. And wonderful song by The OCs. I don't know if that's the original sound of the song Block of Ice, but I really quite like it. I got that off YouTube, and they're performing at a beach. It doesn't sound like they're actually at the beach, live at the beach. Lovely song, and lovely song by a band called Real Estate. I really like that song. I believe it's called New Blues, but I might be wrong. They have been a bit of the rock darlings of the period of 2009 from New Jersey. Their cover of their album's really quite amazing. I really like it. And that song was really great, too. I began with Talking Heads. Now I'm a fan of that song. Never used to be when I was 11 years old. There was this image in their video, We're on a Road to Nowhere, where this globe was spinning and there was buckets of blood that was poured onto the globe. It's too much for a young Chris Horrific to take then. But now, pour as much blood on the globe as you want. I'm not that weirded out by it anymore. All right, this is such a bad idea, but I'm going to do it anyway. At the top of the hour, I usually play a cover, and I'm going to try today. I didn't get much a play out of this tribute to Joni Mitchell when it was on playlist. Now, I am maybe going to regret it. A lot of great performers like Annie Lennox and Emmylou Harris, bands that I play all the time, are doing their good contributions to the great songs of Joni Mitchell. Included on this album is the song A Case of You. A great song on its own, you know, sung by Joni Mitchell. But how does it stack up to the original version when this version is played by, yes, you guessed it, Prince! Prince has a version of A Case of You. I saw that and I did not even a double take, a triple take. Is this possible? Does he even do other people's songs? Well, at least for one song he does. This is Prince doing a Joni Mitchell cover of A Case of You. I will see you 205? 205. I'll see you 205.
Time to time, these lines